In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance and feed them also and lift them up forever. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent unto me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Amen. Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
And let us pray. Lord of all power and might, who art the author and giver of all good things, grant in our hearts the love of thy name, increase in us true religion, and nourish us with all goodness, and of thy great mercy keep us in the same. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. This morning's confessional reading. From Luther's Small Catechism. As the head of the family should teach them in a very simple way to his household. The ninth commandment. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. What does this mean? We should fear and love God that we may not craftily seek to get our neighbor's inheritance or house, nor obtain it by a show of right, but help him and be of service to him in keeping it. So far. This morning's Old Testament, Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, not serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, but showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor the cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, and then rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. So far the Old Testament. This morning's epistle, which is the basis for my sermon, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 11. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old Adam is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, but he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we, being dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dies no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he lives unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive unto Christ, through
Jesus Christ our Lord. So far. And please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. You can hear me okay? This morning's Gospel, St. Matthew chapter 5, verses 20 to 26. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in the danger of the judgment, that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say unto his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the counsel, but whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of the hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remember that thy brother hath aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and then go thy way, first to be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with thine adversary quickly while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary will deliver thee to the judge will deliver thee to the officer, and thou shalt be cast into prison. Verily I say unto you, thou shalt by no means come out thence until thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. So far the Holy Gospel. Confess the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with hymn 301. Please be seated. Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace from our triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This morning's sermon theme is Holy Baptism. And it is based upon our epistle reading. And I would like to read two verses from that reading. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So far, please be seated. As I mentioned earlier, this morning's epistle gives us the opportunity to review holy baptism. Nothing was more compatible to Luther's teaching of the gospel of God's grace than was his understanding of the sacrament of holy baptism. Of the sacraments, Luther considered baptism primary. In the same way that the first commandment holds together all the other commandments, so in the entire sacramental system, the entire sacramental life is dependent upon the sacrament of holy baptism. You see, baptism is God's act. Luther writes, baptism is not simple water only, but is the water that is comprehended in God's command and connected with God's word. Our natural tendency, if you will, is to think that baptism is something that we do, something that we perform, something that we fulfill as a requirement for salvation. No, absolutely not. Baptism is something that God does to us and for us. Baptism is the visual signs of the gospel that comes to us from the outside, which is God's side. What gives baptism its power and efficacy, of course, is the Word of God. And the Word of God is the plain word, the simple word, which we use in connection with holy baptism. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Not too complicated. We can understand that. The reason we use that word is because God has commanded us to do so through his Son, Jesus Christ. What stands behind that command is the promise of God, which he offers to us, everything that Christ has done for our salvation. The command and the promise of God makes the sacrament holy, makes it valid. Nothing else does. Now, as for the application, whether one should sprinkle, pour, immerse, well, Luther liked the immersion because of its symbolic beauty. However, Luther returned to the fact that it is God's word that makes the water the sacrament, not by what we do. He emphasized that the water in baptism is a blessed water because of the word of God, because of the command of God. So in baptism, Christ gives us the water, its divine authority. He alone puts salvation into holy baptism. We need baptism because we are sinners who need salvation. We need baptism because we have no way of saving ourselves. And in one simple act, God makes clear our total dependence on him for our salvation. Because this is his act, which he performs for us, we can come back to it over and over again as that moment which God covered us with the assurance of his grace and forgiveness. Luther asks, do you think it was a joke that the heavens were opened at Christ's baptism? So, as the heavens were opened at the power of God's word at Christ's baptism, they are also opened to pour out all the blessings of heaven upon us. And what are those blessings? What does God do for us in this act, which is exclusively His? Well, God has accomplished our salvation through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This we know. He has made this salvation known to us in the Holy Gospel. We know of our salvation through the Word of God. That's the only way we have come to the knowledge of our salvation. However, God also knows how often we are tempted to believe that perhaps the gospel is not for us. He knows how severely we can be tested, and we can doubt that we are forgiven. We can be disturbed by our sins. God knows that the devil works overtime to make us believe that the gospel is for someone else, but not necessarily for us. He knows that the world offers all kinds of allurements, distractions. Well, God introduces baptism into our lives to give us that moment that we can look to and say, that is when God made me His own. And that is when God said to me the same thing that He said to His Son, Jesus Christ, this is my beloved Son, this is my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased. For us, baptism has all the legal certainty of any adoption, which guarantees us the right to share fully with our Lord the blessings of His Heavenly Father. We can go back to it, return to it over and over again with the assurance that what stands behind our baptism is the Word of God, which no one can make null and void. That's why Luther can say that baptism works the forgiveness of sins, delivers from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe. Now, finally, there will come that time when we shall put our heads on our pillow for the very last time. And the very last time for us to make the confession of our sins. The very last time for us to pray. And this time, God shall raise us from our pillow to eternal life with Christ in bliss and glory forever and ever. However, in all of eternity, we shall remember that glorious day when at our baptism God openly said, this is my beloved Son. This is my beloved daughter in whom I am well pleased. May God grant this to each of us. Amen. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joys of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Amen. We pray for our communicants, but first, I'm sure that there are personal prayers that each of us have and would like to offer them to the throne of God at this time. We pray. We pray these petitions in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray. Let us this morning experience your love of the heavenly feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief, so that no one will receive this holy sacrament to their damnation. Strengthen our faith and increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Please be seated. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to do.
It is truly meet and right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity of substance, majesty coequal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name evermore, praising thee and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of saints.
in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all your sins. Thank you. take meat. This is the true bread of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We can enter that with forgiveness for our sins.
Now may this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Amen. And depart in the Lord's peace. Hold on a minute. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Depart in peace. true faith and life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy, that thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless, be the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.